And Turf, well, at the minute it's costing us £2 billion a year on energy and imported fuel. So if we're starting to create that energy here, we can create jobs, we can keep the employment in Northern Ireland, we can keep that money going in Northern Ireland.
That's a massive forward investment, isn't it? Of how much?
Well, you know, I'm talking about some of the measures here. The insulation schemes will start where we can rely less on energy by using less of it. But we can put in things like the feed-in tariff, for example, which is a relatively small amount from government, which will encourage private businesses
to invest
in renewable
energy. But the important point is renewable energy. And I have every understanding of the environmental cause for renewable energy. But renewable energy, however we do it, will be more expensive to the householder than buying it by the fossil fuels method.
Well, you know yourself, John, oil is going to continue to go up. Yeah, it is running out. So we have to provide... would you accept that at some point we are going to have to move beyond our reliance on oil?
Yes, of course. Yes,
So we're outlining ways in which we can start to do that now. Now, oil hasn't run out yet, thankfully. It is a step change. It's not all in one go.
In the next 20 years, we are not going to get the proportion of our energy from renewable sources above about maximum 25%.
Well, the All Island Grid study said that we could go to 42% by 2020. Not solely from wind, but from renewable electricity across the island of Ireland. So that's a study being produced by government.
And all that money has to come out of this budget. All that money has to come out of this budget in Northern Ireland.